Backseat Box Office, episode number 166, for the weekend of November 22nd through November 24th, 2013. Hey, this is Lena.
Hey, this is Jeff.
And this is Art.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you're listening to Backseat Box Office. Hello, everybody. Oh, I feel like I've been gone for years. Hello, boys.
Welcome to Episode 6, Return of Elena.
Missed you oh so much.
So how you been, Elena? What happened the last 2 weeks?
Oh, I've been a little, I was a little under the weather, and then I was a lot under the weather. It started off as your run-of-the-mill head cold, and then the cough got really bad, and that was that first Tuesday I missed because I had no voice. Zero voice. That was kind of fun. And, even though the cough, the head cold for the most part went away, but the cough didn't. And then last Tuesday, I ended up having to go to the hospital because apparently I was rocking bronchitis. So that was fun. I haven't been to the hospital in quite a while. And haven't been to the emergency room in a very long time. So that was a fun morning I spent last Tuesday. And then spent most of the rest of Tuesday in a drug-induced haze. Thank you, cough syrup with codeine. You are my bestie. And I still have some, and I still use it. I don't care. I'm gonna drain that stupid bottle. Because that stuff is the best! I highly recommend it. Sick or not, I highly recommend it. But, yeah, I'm like at 98%. There's still like a little cough here and there, but not like the way it was before. I would cough for a solid half hour.
Oh.
Just like clear the room. I started my new job 3 weeks ago, and when I was at work, because I missed a couple days there, which was not fun, I couldn't even file because it was exhausting. But I basically alphabetized because no one wanted to sit near me. Understandably so. I sounded like I was going to expel part of a lung, and I think I might have. But all is well, all is better. People at work are talking to me and letting me sit next to them, and they don't look at me like I'm the devil child.
They don't make you sit at the leper table anymore?
I would go over to their cubicle to talk to them and stand a good distance away, and they would still look at me with abject fear in their eyes. I'm like, oh.
Unclean, unclean.
It was like this scarlet letter. Oh, poor Lena. But yeah, things are better and I'm back and yeah, I know I didn't even make picks. I had picks both weeks. I had picks. They sucked donkey, but I had them, and then I would totally forget, and it would be Sunday. So, there's that. But okay. I'm back.
You're just making Scuba Day feel better about missing, so that's fine.
Well, that's the other thing I need to figure out. Jeff, you forwarded me an email, which confused the hell out of me, because it was an email from a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell is this? And mentioned pics, and I was looking at it like, what in God's name is this? And then I looked up the area code, and I thought, oh, I wonder if this is Scuba Dave. So somewhere I need to figure out which week of picks that I missed for Scuba Dave and update accordingly. So I apologize, dear.
I got a little freaky deaky in my phone that I realized from the text application on my phone that I can actually put in email addresses. So, sorry if that blew a neuron or something.
I confuse easily lately.
So, how did the box office end up last week?
I think to no one's surprise, Thor the Dark World held at number one, grossing $36.6 million. The Best Man Holiday opened at number two, grossing $30.1 million. Las Vegas rose from number four to three, grossing $8.4 million. And Freebirds dropped from three to four, grossing $8.1 million. Bad Grandpa came in at number five, grossing $7.4 million. And I'm going to also mention Gravity coming in at number six, and Ender's Game coming in at number seven, which leads us into movie pickinses. We had two high scores of 23, and they were our lovely dittoing hostesses. So the two of you can fight, you know, mud wrestling, whichever you prefer. If you're going to mud wrestle, I would like a video. And tell us how the two of you picked.
I know that's only the Codian talking.
I will defer to you because I originally made the picks. I got to read them out once already. So why don't you tell us what I picked?
Yeah, I was going to say because I'm the one who did it. Art was the one that forged ahead with the original picks. I just was a coward and copied him. Okay, so at number one, we both had Thor. We both had, at number two, we had Best Man Holiday. And at number five, we both had Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa. We just had number three and number four wrong, but we're only off by one. So we had Freebirds at three and Las Vegas at four. So we lost 2 points there, and that's how we got to 23.
Booyah. Next up, we had Nick. We had actually a small handful of 21s, and the first one is Nick, and he had a voicemail, so let's give a listen to that.
Hey, gang, it's Nick. Number one, I'm going with Thor. Two, Best Man Holiday. Three, Jackass. Four, Freebirds. Five, Las Vegas. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. He had Thor and Best Man Holiday correct at one and two. He had Bad Grandpa at number three instead of five, giving him a two-point loss. He had Freebirds correct at number four, and he had Las Vegas, in fifth instead of third, which is also a two-point hit. Also with 21 points in a slightly different fashion is BD. He had Thor and Best Man Holiday correct in one and two. He had Bad Grandpa in third instead of fifth. And he had Las Vegas. He had Las Vegas in fourth instead of third, and Freebirds in fifth instead of fourth. Again, with 21 points, is Father Beast. He had Thor and Best Man Holiday correct. He had Freebirds in third instead of fourth, Bad Grandpa in fourth instead of fifth, and Ender's Game in fifth, and that came in seventh. And rounding things up is Mrs. Beast with 19 points. She had Thor correct. She had Bad Grandpa in second, and since that came in fifth, it was a three-point hit. She had Best Man Holiday in third instead of second. Freebirds correct in the number four slot. And Las Vegas in fifth instead of third. And on to Art's House. We had both Jeff and BD picking Nebraska, and that was our winner for the week, averaging $35,100. The Christmas Candle, which was Art's pick, came in with $13,731. And Father Beast's pick of Sunlight Jr. did not report any numbers. So as it stands, with 3 points apiece, myself, Jeff, and BD are all in the lead with a extremely close Art and Father Beast with 2 points each. And on to the leaderboard. We have a little changes. Kugron, I believe, was he in first last week? I think he was. He still is. Kugron is still in first with 21.8 points. Art has skyrocketed into second with 21.7 points. Nick and Tad are in third place with 21.5 points. BD is in fifth with 21.3. Jeff is in sixth with 20.8. No matter what I do, apparently, I will constantly remain in seventh place with 20.3 points. Mrs. Beast is in eighth with 17.7, and Father Beast is in ninth with 17.2 points. Whoopee whoopee. So that is it for the results portion of our happy little show. And how many movies do we have coming out this week?
We have two Two movies that are coming out in wide release. Art, would you like Delivery Man or The Hunger Games Catching Fire?
I'll take Delivery Man.
All right. So why don't we start with The Hunger Games Catching Fire, which, by the way, it seems to be catching fire with the critics because it's sitting at 93%. Average rating 7.7. Out of 60 reviews, there are 56 fresh and 4 rotten. And then out of 162,363 Rotten Tomatoes users, 99% want to see it. So here's the description. The Hunger Games Catching Fire begins as Katniss Everdeen has returned home safe after winning the 74th annual Hunger Games along with fellow tribute Peeta Mellark. Winning means they must turn around and leave their family and close friends, embarking on a victor's tour of the districts. Along the way, Katniss senses that a rebellion is simmering, but the capital is still very much in control as President Snow prepares the 75th annual Hunger Games, the Quarter Quell, a competition that could change Panem forever. PG-13, 2 hours and 26 minutes, directed by Francis Lawrence, written by Michael Arndt, Simon Beaupuy, and Suzanne Collins. So also, we also have Stanley Tucci comes back as the show host. And there's a lot of other people that are in it.
Woody Harrelson and Lenny Kravitz, are they still in it again?
Still in it. Donald Sutherland's still in it. Lenny Kravitz. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Was he in the first one? Did I forget that?
No, he's a new.
Okay.
I believe, and since he's in the trailer, this might be a little spoily, but I guess there's a guy who kind of commands the Hunger Games, and they got rid of the old guy, so Philip Seymour Hoffman's another guy.
Okay, gotcha.
That was in the first movie.
Yes.
The
I remember that.
So yeah, I will try to avoid seeing it this weekend because it's going to be jam-packed, but I think there isn't any way of getting out of seeing it with my daughter.
I very much want to see it, especially, I'm working, yes, things are getting better, but having to make a nice little trip to the hospital when one doesn't have insurance, $75 later, I could literally only afford 3 of the 4 meds that they gave me prescriptions for because it was $75 for 3 of them. Let's just not. Yeah, I know. It's absolutely ridiculous. And only because I kind of lucked out and a friend of mine told me about an app called, I want to say it's GoodRx, where you can actually find, like, between Walmart and Target and different grocery stores, some places that have lower prices for certain things.
Right.
So I was actually able to get the antibiotics at a bit of a discount. Actually, that was it. That was the only thing. I want to say I saved about $20 on that. My inhaler was $50. The prednisone was like $25. It's absolutely ridiculous how much all this stuff ends up costing. Ridiculous. But, yeah, there's actually still one med that I couldn't get, and just I picked the ones that I needed the most.
Right.
So I do want to see Hunger Games. Don't know if I'm going to get to. At least not this weekend or next. I'm quite sure it'll be out for a while, so I still have hope of seeing it hopefully early December.
Okay.
I did see one other actor of interest, Jeffrey Wright.
Yes.
I recognize his face in the little thumbnail as the American agent from Casino Royale.
Okay.
He was also the doctor / bad guy in Source Code.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, he's very good in Source Code.
All right. Well, moving on to Delivery Man. Rated 43% rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. 7 reviews, 3 fresh, 4 rotten. Average rating 3.3. 95% want to see it. Out of 17,852 users. From DreamWorks Pictures comes Delivery Man, the story of affable underachiever David Wozniak, whose Monday life is turned upside down when he finds out that he fathered 533 children through sperm donations he made 20 years earlier. In debt to the mob, rejected by his pregnant girlfriend, things couldn't look worse for David when he is hit with a lawsuit from 142 of the 533 20-somethings who wants to know the identity of the donor. As David struggles to decide whether or not he should reveal his true identity, he embarks on a journey that leads him to discover not only his true self, but the father he could become as well. Rated PG-13, 1 hour and 43 minutes. Kobe Smulders.
Oh, I didn't know she was in it also.
Yeah.
My friend Laurie saw a sneak preview of that maybe 2-3 weeks ago. She was surprised that she found it entertaining. And I can understand her saying that.
It's an interesting premise.
It is. And it's also Adam Sandler. So, to me, that's always kind of hit or miss.
You mean, when you say Adam Sandler, you mean Vince Vaughn?
No. Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. So, anyways.
Uh-oh, here's what's selling it for me. All the way down towards the bottom of the list, Jay Leno as himself, Bill Maher as himself.
Oh, no. Maybe it should be Adam Sandler then. Although she did say Chris Pratt was very good. Got that one right.
I believe that would be both movies that are in wide release. So now we can get the Pickenses.
Yep. Oh, Chris Pratt. I like him.
Oh, I like Chris Pratt very much. Pickenses. Okay. Art, you get to go first.
All right. I have my Pickenses ready. Okay. With number one, it's no-brainer. It's going to be Hunger Games. I waffled back and forth on the next one for a bit, but in the end, I decided I'm going to go with Delivery Man in number two, Thor the Dark World in number three, The Best Man Holiday in number four, and Freebirds at number five. And for my arts house pick, I'm going to go with Frozen.
Alrighty. Jeffrey?
Alright, so no ditto this week. Pretty freaking far from a ditto, now I think about it.
Except for number one.
Alright, so we're going to have Hunger Games Catching Fire at number one. I'm going to go with Thor at two. I'm going to go with Best Man Holiday because even though it was in 1,000 fewer theaters than Thor, it almost caught it. On average, it did almost, I don't know, probably what, 50% better? Somewhere around that than Thor did. So I'm going to parlay that information and saying that that's going to be number three. And then I'm going to do Delivery Man number four. Haven't seen enough or enough commercials to think that I don't think it's going to do that well. And then Las Vegas at five, and I'm leaving Freebirds, the only movie that I've seen out of all these, off of my top five. And for my arts house pick, I am going to hopefully pronounce this right and pick Philomena. It was a movie that I think was directed by Steve Coogan, that if you saw Hamlet 2, and there's another movie that I just forgot about where he and another actor do dueling, Michael Caine impressions. So I think he's a talented guy, so that's my arts house pick. All right, Lena, you're up.
No ditto. I was kind of curious to see if I was going to end up dittoing somebody. I also have Hunger first. I am, like Jeff, I'm putting Thor second. And I'm putting Delivery Man in third. It's got some chops. I don't know how much. I don't know how long it will have these chops. I'm putting Best Man Holiday in fourth and Last Vegas in fifth. And I'm also put for my arts house pick, I'm also going with Philomena. I have been seeing commercials for it, and it looks like a really neat movie. It's something that I would like to see. And that's it for the Pickenses.
Okay. I'm going to explain to you why you guys are so wrong. All right.
See, Thor
did very well, but The Hunger Games is the new action-y kind of in that vein, so it's going to fall a lot quicker. Drops another 50%, that's going to put it in a bad position. The Best Man High, I'm really looking at that as like one of those Tyler Perry-type films. It gets a nice little bump on the first weekend, and then it will drop like a rock. We'll see, but that's why I put things the way I did. We'll see how that works out after the weekend.
Remember, Jeff, he's in second. He's in half.
I know. He's been right this season, so we'll see how it goes.
He's in ass-whooping mode.
En fuego!
We'll have to see what happens next week. I do not have any news items, so the two of you, let's just go with this.
Well, actually, this is the part of the show that I think that we would like to back up what we've watched the previous weekend. So
no,
this ends the official, the official, you know, game related part of the show, and this is the part where we bullshit with each other. So now, let's talk about what movies did you watch in the hospital?
What movies did I watch in the hospital? Oh, golly.
You know, they usually have really good cable in the hospitals.
I know, and see, had they admitted me, I would have been fine with that because I only have basic cable at home. I could have enjoyed something fun. I haven't seen anything. I haven't even watched a whole lot of TV either. Life is insane, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I just...
Okay. Why don't we go to art, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay. I don't think I watched any movies. At least I can't think of any that I've watched. I can't think of anything I watched new, because I've watched plenty of movies over and over and over again. But that notwithstanding, I was telling Jeff last weekend about a movie called Space Dogs, and you did the editing, so I don't know how much you heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be sort of a Russian import movie, whatever. But it was a rental. We checked it out from the library, so we had to return it. So I just went to see if it was online, and it's on Netflix streaming.
Ooh.
So if either one of you want to check out Space Dogs, I'm not recommending it, but there is something interesting. But so that led me to also look and see whether or not they had Disco Worms on there. And they do. I haven't gotten around to checking that one out yet, but I will have a report here sometime soon.
What category is that on Netflix, I wonder?
I don't know. I just typed it in. I think it's under Family Animated.
Oh, okay.
I just typed in the name, and it came up, and I was astonished. So I will be reporting back on that soon. I mostly watched TV. I'm all caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm still watching Hollow and enjoying it very much. I got completely caught up on How Did This Get Made?
Oh, very good, sir.
I am all caught up on that. The really interesting thing, I need to do a final count, but I think I've seen most of the movies that they've covered.
Well, there might be a message that needs to be sent to them about Disco Worms, then.
Yeah, well, it is on next week's stream, but they like to do, I think they try to do stuff that's a little more mainstream.
Yeah.
Because that was never in the theaters anywhere.
How far have you watched any more League or The League?
Yeah, I'm up. I finished the first season. I'm about three seasons into episode. Three episodes into season two.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm still watching that one. So I've seen Rafi. Rafi has made his appearance.
So at the next Archon, you can do a more accurate Rafi.
Oh yeah, I'll be all over it. You know, for all their joking, Adam is definitely more like Rafi as far as personality goes. I may look like Rafi, but if I started acting more like Rafi, I'm going to think there's two Adams at the party.
Oh, that would so be a bad thing.
Did you get to watching Almost Human that premiered on Sunday?
I recorded it. I missed this. I completely forgot. I meant to set the DVR, and then I forgot, and I was totally kicking myself at like 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, crap. So then I immediately went and set it to record on Monday. I haven't watched it yet, but
that's funny because I did not set the DVR, and we were at Disneyland from like 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So I even tried to do the DirecTV app from Disneyland on my phone.
Right.
You can set, with that app, you can set your DVR from your phone. But I don't want to burn the 25, you know, burn data plan because we were like really close to going over. So I'll hopefully I'll catch it on Hulu. So as far as my weekend, we were doing a lot of family stuff. Didn't get to watch a lot of movies. And it's funny you say about rewatching movies. I ended up rewatching a movie that I think I saw it was either last year or the year before, The Change Up with Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds.
I saw that.
I don't think I saw that one. What's that about?
I actually did see that.
So it's Freaky Friday, but instead of mother-daughter, it's two friends. One's married, one's single.
Oh, I did. Wait, no.
So we have, like I said, Ryan Reynolds, Jason Bateman, Olivia Wilde, and I'm blanking on the wife.
What's it called? The Change Up?
The Change Up.
You know, for some reason I want to say it's Leslie Mann, but I think I'm just going to put her in every... Okay, I'm like, Leslie or do Mann. I just want to put her in every movie nowadays?
Her, in my brain, it's Judd Apatow's wife.
Exactly.
That's how I remember her. So.
Yes.
And she does have a name.
Is his best friend the rich nerdy guy? What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of something else.
No, the Change Up is Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman are best friends.
Okay.
There isn't really anybody else. It's mainly those two guys, and there's I think Alan Arkin plays the dad. You know, they might be brothers. Now I think of it. Maybe I got to watch it again. I'm sorry. All right, so it's all right, you know. Don't run out to Redbox to go get it.
No.
As usual, Olivia Wilde looks great, and that was pretty much the main reason I wanted to go see it. But yeah, it was enjoyable. And I didn't get. I'm so behind. I'm like my DVR is down to like 8% right now. So I need to tell the wife we need to stop doing stuff and. You know, start watching stuff. So yeah, so that was my weekend. Lena, did you come up with anything else?
No. The most I did was actually think about my week. I worked. I was actually barely home this weekend. I worked Saturday, and then I had to leave early because I had to take my friend to work like 30 miles away. Then I had to leave early to go pick him up, take him to work. Then I had to be at work by 8:30. Then I got out of work. Then I had to go drive 30 miles to go pick him up again. And then later that night, I went to a birthday party and had an enormous amount of fun. And by fun, I mean liquor. And fun too.
Well, this is pretty much the substance abuse. Version of actually box office. Any other things you want to recommend, Lena?
I was given a lovely boob show.
Okay.
Yeah, some girl was like, "Hey, you want to see my tattoo? Okay, whip it out." I'm like, "Oh, that's pretty." So yeah, no, I have a new friend apparently. But it was a fun. I like I knew three people, and there was maybe 50 people there. So just kind of met new people and had fun. And then from there, like went home, and then had to be awake 2 hours later because my friend who was working, I was actually it was up at a racetrack, and I was actually going to stay and watch the races. And that turned into a longer day than expected. It was just a ridiculously. It was a crazy weekend, but no, I haven't even seen a whole lot of TV. I haven't seen a whole lot of Netflix. By now I should have totally finished last season Sons of Anarchy because the whole season is on Netflix, and normally I would mainline that in about 3 nights. I'm only one episode in. I just haven't had time because plus I've been sick and I sleep a lot. My life has been kind of weird lately.
No problem.
But,
okay, so now let's go into news.
One second.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Move into news. The movie I was thinking of was 17 Again, and the reason I got it confused was it also has Leslie Mann.
Interesting.
She's everywhere.
She is.
Everywhere, I tell you.
All right, now I feel better.
Okay, good. All right. How bad Art has gotten that off his chest. Lena, do you have any newsish things to share?
I actually do. I have nothing.
Okay, well.
I'm mildly useless this week.
Okay, news article number one. Universal breaks all-time record at domestic box office, which I found interesting because we just heard a couple months ago how Spielberg and Lucas were saying, oh, theaters are doomed, and they're not going to have movie theaters in 20 years. You're going to have to pay more to see the first-run movies, blah, blah, blah. So apparently they broke their record for this year of $1.335 billion. Basically, their biggest movie was Fast and Furious 6 and also Despicable Me 2. And I think probably their biggest surprise would be Identity Thief, which pulled in $134.5 million. Because a lot of these movies... Despicable Me 2 was a kid movie, but a lot of these were just action blockbusters. Identity Thief is really their only comedy. They had one horror flick, Mama, then they had Oblivion, The Purge, which I think is more of a thriller, then they had Two Guns and Riddick. And they have two more movies yet to be released to kind of pad their lead, 47 Ronin with Keanu Reeves, and in limited release on the 25th, the war drama Lone Survivor starring Mark Wahlberg. Okay, so that's it on that. Art?
There was... Blah, 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 blah. I completely had something I wanted to say about that, and I got lost in the tail end of the telling there. Moving on. I thought this would be of interest to Lena. Mm-hmm. Lake Bell and Simon Pegg are a rom-com.
That is interesting. Tell me more.
Starts out when two actors I really like get together to make a movie. It's supposed to make me happy, but the worry starts to sink in when the movie's plot sounds like the most generic thing since sliced bread.
Aww.
Yeah, you don't need a plot, though. Yeah. Plot's overrated.
The movie is called Man Up, a romantic comedy. And they don't really say what it is about.
So obviously it's early.
Yeah, this is very early.
Just announcing casting right now.
Helmed by Ben Palmer, best known for having directed quite a few episodes of the hilarious BBC comedy The Inbetweeners, as well as the almost as hilarious The Inbetweeners movie in 2011. Nancy, a single woman on her way to her parents' house for their anniversary when she gets mistaken for a stranger's blind date, which of course leads her to finding the perfect boyfriend, whom we'll assume will be played by Peg. Sure, there's a lot of room for madcap zaniness to ensue. Okay, yes, that's all I've got on that.
Okay.
All right. We're going to transition into the fanboy part of the news. So let's talk about Days of Future Past. There's a report in the Calgary Herald talking about that they're doing reshoots. Between reshoots and considering all of the almost A-list actors that they're going to have in this movie, that they could come close to spending more money on this movie than Avatar. Which is not, that's not chump change. Avatar was $237
million.
They filmed Wolverine for $120 and X-Men First Class for $160. Now, it wouldn't be that shocking if it went over Avatar, but because I think that John Carter, Spider-Man 3, and I think Pirates at World's End, they were all $300 million. But I don't think Fox can be too happy about that because it's, you know, overruns are never good things for the corporate accountants. Right, Lena?
Absolutely. You speak the truth.
Okay. Art?
Okay. This one of interest to me, maybe you guys as well. Either one of you big Terry Gilliam fans?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Him trying to make Don Quixote one last time. So I think that could be very interesting considering the whole premise of Don Quixote and the whole career of Terry Gilliam. The type of visuals that he brings to the screen, the vision, the sometimes very craziness, I think paired up with Don Quixote could be very interesting. So I did not realize he had tried to do this before. But I hope he gets it off the ground.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And strangely enough, this kind of dovetails into my next news article. The Monty Python Comedy Troupe is going to reunite for a stage show.
I've seen that headline all day today, which is
so,
very lovely.
So Terry Jones revealed that he, John Cleese, Eric Idle, Terry Gilliam, and Michael Palin were they are going to put a stage show together. We don't know if it's only going to be in England, if it's going to be new material, or if they're going to do old material. No one really knows, so we'll see what happens. Unfortunately, the sixth Python, Graham Chapman, died in 1989, so they can't get all six of the guys together, I guess. But Jones was quoted as saying, "I'm quite excited about it. I hope it makes us a lot of money. I hope to be able to pay off my mortgage." So yeah, it should be great. Or I hope it's great. Okay, Art, what you got next?
Okay. Three ways the Wolverine Unleashed Extended Edition is better than the theatrical cut. Wolverine likes the F word. There's even more action, and there's a lot more blood. So, okay. Looking forward to the extended edition.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay, well, I have two more stories. This one is Lucasfilm confirms that R2-D2 is in Star Wars. I don't know if you saw the behind-the-scenes photo of R2-D2 with J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
So apparently there's these two guys that are part of the R2-D2 Builders Club that's in the UK somewhere. And so they've been building R2-D2s because they're just fans. And I guess they went out and hired these two guys. And they're going to be the ones that are going to be managing R2-D2 for all of his action during the movie.
Wow.
Which is, I thought was pretty cool. Might be just a publicity stunt, but yeah, it's I thought that was a cool story. We'll see what they have planned for our little astromech droid in episode 7. So Art, anything else? Lena,
Art,
you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Guess what Art did again?
Oh, you didn't do it again, did you?
Yeah. Brittany came in to say goodnight.
Good night, Brittany. Hey.
Yeah. Okay, so in another DVD release news, Riddick and Riddick, the complete collection, hitting Blu-ray and DVD in January. So I will be getting rid of my 3-disc set. probably for a 4-disc Blu-ray set coming this spring.
Wow.
Jeez.
So what are you
going to
do?
That's a lot of Riddick love.
What are you going to do with that 3-disc?
Sell it or maybe give it to somebody.
Give it to the library?
Yeah, good.
All right, then my last news story is I think we talked a couple weeks ago about the animated movies that they were submitting for Oscar consideration, and one of them was the Miyazaki movie The Wind Rises.
Right.
Well, apparently it's going to be his last movie. At the tender age of 72, he is retiring from making animated films, and so he can spend more time to focus on his manga and producing short films for the Studio Ghibli's museum.
Yes.
So I'm sure there's probably a lot of people are upset about that, but we've appreciated the excellent work, sir.
Yes, yes. He deserves it. He'll probably be back. Retired.
Yeah, you know, you can always come back.
Yeah, it's not the same, like, you know, retiring. Like, when I retire, I'm never going to carry mail again. But, you know, when somebody like that retires, hey, you know, if they go back to the studio and say, I got a film in me, the studio's, they're not going to say no.
All right. And that's it for news for me.
Yep.
Yep. I'm all wrapped up as well.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Sorry if I get you off, Lena.
That's okay.
And hopefully you have go see a movie this weekend or see or listen to something cool.
See two for me because I'm not going to get to go see a movie this weekend. So somebody go see two movies for me. Just throw one in for me.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna watch Disco Worms just for you.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
I would hazard a guess there's probably a better way to spend your time, but you do what you want. So anyways, thanks for listening. Thank you for everyone that goes through the trouble of sending voicemail and sending in pics. Couldn't do the show without you. And we'll catch you next time.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.